Sorry, did you say more?
Uh-huh.
Like M-O-R-E?
Doesn't everyone want more, Serene?
Of course. Underscore Serene. What was the rest?
At yahoo.com.
Okay, cool.
Now we're really getting into the sleazy end of this.
Hey.
I want more Serene.
Ken Friel, can I speak to the tabling motion, please?
Yes.
I would just like to clarify, first of all, that it probably really meant as a postponement motion, tabling being really something kind of different. I understand the concerns that are being raised, but I would like to ask that since there, people feel that there's a need for this to be more fleshed out, is what I'm hearing, for the people that want to postpone consideration, that we set up some mechanism for it to be fleshed out so that it so that the input from the people that have concerns can be registered and addressed before it is re-presented at a future meeting. So I guess I'm asking maybe for a formation of a committee to discuss this. I'm moving to committee.
Yeah, I'd like to do that because I really don't think we're at odds here. I think what we're saying is that we do see the need for some national programming, but we have to understand the sensitivities mm-hmm. and the sensibilities at the local level.
I would be willing if folks were willing to help. I would be willing to serve on a committee that would try to formulate this in a way that would be that is satisfactorily address the concerns that have been raised about the sensitivities to local needs.
Provided we don't, this is Serene. Provided we don't meet until the week after the national board
mm-hmm.
is here.
Okay.
I'll be happy to work on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have it to work on that committee.
Very good. Well. Was that Norberto?
It's Joe.
Oh, Joe, great. Okay.
Yeah. Ken, was that a motion you just...
Yes, it was a motion to commit.
Okay, I'll second your motion.
Thank you.
Norberto.
Thank you, Norberto. So...
okay, so we have a motion to continue the group, to convene a group, actually, Ken, right?
To form a committee. To discuss this, to flesh this proposal out and bring it back to a
to the
next meeting.
Okay, so that pretty much takes us through item two.
Well, wait a minute. We have to appoint the people to the committee. Okay, that has to be clarified before
we
move on.
We have to agree on it first.
Yeah, and we have to agree on it. We have to agree. We have to agree the motion to commit, and then we have to decide who's on the committee if approved.
So the motion is that we will create a committee to discuss. The parameters of some national programming, as suggested in Ken's email. This does not deal with the issue of how do we elevate local programming, which was the top item on the agenda, I would point out. And so I would entertain a motion to accept people to join that committee.
I had to grab another call to Maria. My apologies. What you're entertaining a motion for now is to create a committee to work this particular proposal we've been talking about?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so moved.
Second. Yeah.
By Ken Freeland. All in favor of the motion to create the committee to look at national programming parameters, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say what?
It's a point of information.
Yes, Serene?
The proposal, I now have the agenda, thank you, Bonnie. The proposal is to further to flesh out the discussion.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. I don't want it to be seen as us having accepted the motion and we're working on it.
Correct.
To flesh out and bring it back to the
body.
Trying to define what we're doing as a program committee. Okay.
Well, no, it's not that broad. I mean, this is about this proposal, but it's about trying to get it into a form that addresses that's clearer and addresses the needs that have been raised, so that it can be decided more favorably. Right now,
you raised one of the outcomes was
mm-hmm.
the need for a core agenda for national programming. There were other items that we said we should discuss, and you're articulating one. Right.
Yes, but the proposal for the committee was to flesh out this particular proposal, the question about whether we can call for these proposals and
yes.
what it would mean and how we would need to include the the needs of the different local stations in such a proposal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just trying to get it to the next stage. It's trying to take into the concerns into account that we don't have time to discuss right now, but maybe
right.
people
That's
could discuss
what I'm
in
saying.
Committee. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I thought
there's,
you were trying to broaden out the perspective.
There's lots of other outcomes that we're looking for. This is one
right.
particularly critical one, and people are concerned because they see
right.
certain things as threats.
Right. right.
Okay. The last item on item two is the need for technical briefings on program evaluation and effective use of listener and audience research. And I will just say that the two things that we don't do well in Pacifica
Rob, before
yes.
we move on to that, we need to finish this up. That is, we need to decide whether this committee will be formed, which we haven't voted on yet, and then we need to decide who's on the committee, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Pardon. All in favor of forming a committee, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Okay, anything else we need to do with the committee, Ken?
Yes, who's on it? Who is on it? I volunteered. Okay.
Happy to help. It's Maria.
Maria? I think Serene yeah. volunteered, didn't you, Serene?
I did.
Serene?
Norberto?
And
Joe.
And Norberto?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
And Joe Wanzala.
Oh, good.
That would make a great committee. You need to appoint somebody to convene it, and then we can move on, I think.
And why don't you do that?
You just volunteered.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you.
Okay. The third thing that I would like us to do in the course of our work is to identify someone that can talk to us greater extent about program evaluation and the use of listener research. And I'm not talking about Arbitron numbers. I'm talking about how we use the web, for example, to set up identities so that our listeners can identify themselves and that we can poll them about their listening habits and behavior. I'd like to ask Bonnie Simmons, if she's still there.
I'm here.
To talk a little bit about how you're beginning to use program evaluation at KPFA. There are lots of things we need to do in this regard, but I'd just like to have you talk to us about what you're doing now at KPFA, if you can.
Oh, I will take a swing at it. We have just recently begun... hold on, I'm just going to pick up the actual phone here. Sorry. We just recently began to do evaluations after a very long time of not having it organized very well.
Oh, really? So all the things we've heard that everyone does evaluations intensively have been untrue.
We thought about doing evaluations intensively, but then those darn fires just keep breaking out, and we just don't get around to them as quickly as we should.
Well, we're all subject to that, aren't we?
We did several years ago on Program Council put together a fairly intensive self-evaluation form and program evaluation form, and I believe that what we are doing, as I said, we really just started up. I believe what we are doing is four-person committees.
Mm-hmm.
The department head involved, plus people drawn from program council members, community members who are on program council are also included in these, and other programmers. And the programmers are asked to come up with a show that they have done, you know, in recent months, to put it on CD, and it is then copied, and those are sent out to the people who are evaluating it. What I found as a programmer to be absolutely the most useful thing about evaluation, and I did go through one, I don't know, probably 5 years ago, is the self-evaluation form. It's quite comprehensive. It starts with questions like, what are the mission and intended audience of your program? How do you fulfill that mission? How do you reach out to your intended audience? What work do you do to prepare for each program? Those are essentially essay questions. Then there are, pardon me. Oh, excuse me. There are about 20 different questions that you can answer. A 1 for excellent, a 5 for needs major improvement.
that are more specific things. Do you periodically broadcast live community events? Do you broadcast programming which serves unserved or underrepresented community cultures residing in our listing area and features producers and programmers from those communities?
Mm-hmm.
There is a section on actual technical delivery. You know, how are your mic levels? How are your intros? How are your transitions from one show to the next? How are the levels of your show, the use of carts, reading public service announcements, all of those things you are asked to really think about how well you think you are doing. You submit your self-evaluation. Meanwhile, the four people who are doing the evaluating also submit an evaluation form that's very similar to the self-evaluation form, and then presumably you meet with the department head after the people who evaluated the show have had a chance to discuss it. We are hopeful that this will be helpful and is a reasonable evaluation process.
Point
what
of information,
else can I...
what do you mean by department head? What would that...
Well, like we have a music director,
uh-huh.
We have a public affairs director,
okay.
And an arts director, you know, the various departments of the radio station.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, William. I think at this point we have gotten through two or three of the strips. What we do is say, okay, this month we're going to evaluate all the shows that are on from 8 to 10 Monday through Friday. You know, and next month they might be doing 3 to 4 in the afternoon.
I think we've done two strips. And then we had done 5 programs prior to doing those two strips, so we're probably almost to about 20% of our programming.
Right. Does anybody have any questions? I don't know what else I can tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is Rob. I do. One of the things that I'm concerned about is how we do community needs assessment. So, like, if we have communities of Armenian Americans, for example, in the Central Valley, what are we doing to serve them? And how do we find out that they're there? And how do we focus on that? Because we just talked about, you know, the resolution at the national level about the slaughter of Armenian Americans, you know, at the turn of the century. So that's just a question. I'm not trying to be confrontational.
I think that that's something that goes into, I mean, there are a number of granting agencies that we work with, like the CPB, and that have requirements for what we do for community needs assessment. I think that we all as stations need to sit down. I think that KPFA did a huge community needs assessment 3 years ago, and we
how do we know what our community is?
Exactly, but that's the thing, is that we need to actually look at the criteria that we're required under our community advisory board. There's criteria that we're required to follow in order to assess what our communities are. We also have our donor database for each of our station areas, and we also have census data and Arbitron data. So, I mean, I think it's really looking at how we analyze all of the different, you know, data mechanisms that we have, and that's something that nationally we need to discuss, and there are a number of other things that happen at our national meetings that prevent us from getting to that core topic.
But, William, I'm not trying to challenge anybody for not... I'm just saying, if we don't have a process for looking at our community needs assessments to say who our audience is, what are we going to do about that? And saying that the national board is going to solve that problem is, I don't think, a good answer. I think
no,
we have to come up with solutions.
I know that it's not a good answer, and I know that... And I'm not trying to imply that the national board has to come up with the decision, but what I'm saying is that we all in our station areas have different perceptions of what our communities are. But yeah. What it comes down to is we're one network, and we can say what our community looks like in Los Angeles, and we can say what it looks like in the San Francisco Bay Area, but we need to have an assessment that takes all of that into consideration so that we have an equal sense in all our station areas where we have something that we can compare, because just because our you know, the racial demographics are different in our station areas doesn't mean that we can't assess them in the same manner, because otherwise we don't move forward. We're just moving forward on our local scale, and we're not moving forward as a national organization. So I think it's discussions that have that need to happen both at the national level and at the local level.
This is Ken. I'd like to
be Ms. Serene was next.
Thanks. You know, I think all the stations at this point have a CAB or should have a CAB that's getting up and functioning, CAB being Community Advisory Board.
Right.
And it's their job to do that and report to us. So it's something that it's information we need to have, and we may want to sit in then on a CAB meeting and see where they're going and see what kind of timeline we can come up with. It's certainly something that the COI might be able, the local COIs might be able to contribute some information about. But I don't think we need to duplicate their work.
Yeah.
I think
no, but Serene, we've never done that. The Pacifica has never done that. We never let the CABs work.
Well,
have a baseline for CABs saying what our community needs are.
Rob, this is Ken. I'd like to be on a check, please.
Okay, I'd like to finish.
Sorry.
I think that what we may or may not have done or done well in the past is the past, and we're moving forward, I think, all of us. We're in a very different place. It's not always a happy place, but it's a different place. And I think there should be some communication between this committee and the CAB and the COIs and say we need to know who our audience is. And because they're going to be doing this work anyway, why should we take time away from other things that we are responsible for to do something that they're responsible for?
Okay. Ken?
Thank you. Who just spoke?
That was Serene.
Serene. Well, I want to certainly concur with what Serene just said. And KPFT is very excited to now be developing its CAB, too. And we just got a report for the first time at our local station board meeting last, and it was very inspiring. We think that they are moving ahead with community needs assessment, at least that's how it's looking now. So I do think that is the locus at the local station level for community needs assessment. But I wanted to ask Bonnie a couple of questions. I was very excited about her report, too. First of all, I wanted to ask you the STRIPS approach to assessment. Do you find that's more useful than, say, doing it topically, doing it by, like, public affairs and then music and that sort of thing? Have you tried both ways, or are you just starting off with the timeline strip approach to how you're going through your programming?
I think it's more
I think it's more just a case of starting with something that we felt we could handle the organization of. If we work on just all the 8 o'clock, for instance, shows in the evening, it is going to be 5 different music programmers. It happens that those are all music shows. It's just that in the course of 5 shows being evaluated at any given time, you're talking about the programmers themselves plus 20 people doing the evaluating. And it's quite a process just to set up getting the people that are comfortable evaluating any given show, getting the tapes out to them, getting the forms out to them, having them return the stuff, you know, in a reasonable fashion. So I believe that's really how we chose to do this. I think we started with 1 strip of music, a daytime music strip, and 1-hour strip across the day. Now we've done another daytime hour that happens to be public affairs. Some of it's public affairs, some of it's the health shows and spirituality shows, and now the new one that has just been added is an evening music strip.
And also, about the need forms, could you share those with us? Would you be able to, like, either send them to us as an attachment or put them in the file section of the group listserv so that we can...
Let me find out if I can do that. William,
okay.
Do you see any... I have them only in a hard copy, so I'll just have to come up with it in an emailable fashion.
I'd have to ask, but I'm not going to be back for 3 weeks, so...
Right.
Send an email, though.
Would you?
Second.
That'd be great. I'm not even sure who we're asking.
This is Serene. I have a motion.
Serene?
Yeah. I wonder if we can, I hate to say this, but I wonder if we could create another working group to sort of look at the evaluation process such as it is at the various stations. I know that in New York we started one and we actually fashioned it partially on KPFAs and partially on an old one that we used to have. So it'd be good to see what, in fact, is in existence already.
I'd like to add.
See what parts.
That sounds good enough.
This is Patty.
Was that Ngozi or?
Yes, it is. I thought maybe I was muted. I'd like to add to Serene's suggestion or her motion to suggest that perhaps there needs to be a dual group, one also looking at the demographic information, how that's being done at the different stations. I know that at KPFT, our CAB is wonderfully up and running, and also the COI just released a draft of its first report where we tried to assess the community. And we utilized, we didn't know what structure to use, so we utilized 4 to 6 different structures trying to make that assessment. So I think that it's really important to look at the whole evaluation component, which is a full component, and so is the whole demographic question and how that's being addressed.
I second that.
So, Serene, how would we amend that motion so we can...
That actually we create two working groups, one that would be in contact with the CABs and the COIs and sort of bring us the benefit of their work and allow them, too, if they've not already made contact, to share their work with their sister groups in the other areas. But that's sort of an aside. But a group, two working groups here, one to do the demographic, to examine the demographic information that we have available to us, and then one to sort of look at the evaluation process as it exists. Ngozi, is that what you were saying?
Yes, and I'll second that.
Okay, assuming that doesn't duplicate anything we have, could we have, let's assume that's a motion, can we have a second?
Second it.
We seconded each other.
Okay, all in favor of this approach, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Okay, abstentions?
Aye, and me, Alberto.
Okay, can we have a roll call?
Okay. If I skip you, it's because I don't have you as being on, and when I'm done, you should say that you're here. Maria?
Pass.
Kate Campbell? She might have gotten bumped off again.
Kate, are you there?
Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ngozi Kamau?
Yes.
Arturo Lemus?
Yes.
Alberto Martinez?
Abstain.
I can't hear you.
Abstain.
Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts, I vote yes. Rob Robinson?
I vote yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Pass.
William Walker?
Is this for the working group?
Yeah, for the dual working group.
Aye.
Joe Wansala.
Abstain.
Okay, going back to those who passed, Maria?
Abstain.
Ken Freeland?
Request the motion be reread.
That the PNB Programming Committee, like I actually write down my own motions, create two working groups. One to examine the evaluation process as it exists at the five stations, and a second to see what demographic information is available to us at the five stations.
Yes.
And I think that's it. Bonnie Simmons, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
You passed.
So when you pass, you have to come back to her. That's why she's coming back to Bonnie.
Oh, okay. Time back to me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just can't hear you very well. Something's a little weird with this phone. I will vote yes.
Okay. Seven yeses. and one no with four abstentions. And Kate is, Kate, are you back yet? Okay, Kate is knocked off. So it passes.
Okay.
Now we have to people the group.
I'm sorry?
We have to person, we have to put people on these working groups.
I didn't hear the results of the...
Seven yeses, one no, four abstentions, and one of the members is off the call. She's been sort of dropping on and off. She's having phone trouble.
Okay.
I would like to be on that group.
Which one?
This is Rob.
Which one?
Pardon me? The
Which
evaluation
one?
Group.
Okay. So would I. And of course, Bonnie or William, which one of you?
I'll sign up for either.
Yes?
Yeah, I can be on either. Just put me there.
And demographics? Anyone
sure.
can join later, you know. Demographics?
That's fine.
As well? This is a beautiful thing.
Oh, you know what? I'll work on the evaluation one.
Okay, and William will do demographics then?
And so will I.
I can help with evaluation too.
Maria? Was that you, Maria?
This is Arturo.
For?
Demographics.
Okay. And anyone else who later decides they want to join can do so.
Yeah, Ken Freeland, you can put me in for evaluation.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is Norberto. You can put me on demographics.
Okay. So I'll send you an email about this, but evaluation is Rob, Ken, Maria, Bonnie, and myself, and demographics, William Ngozi, Arturo, and Norberto.
Make sure you make someone convene it. So that
yeah, you need a convener in both cases.
So just select
yeah,
one of
Bonnie,
them.
Bonnie, I'm sure, is going to convene evaluation since she gave us the briefing.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. Will you just email me that list?
I will. And Ngozi? Would you mind?
I'm sorry. I'd like someone else to convene, if you would, please.
Okay. William, Norberto, and Arturo, one of you.
I can do it.
William?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay, we move to old business to the race and nationality resolution, which you all have had on a number of occasions. I'm going to read the resolution to you that has been passed by the National Board. And what we have to do is we have to decide whether or not we're going to take a position on this to move it forward. The resolution reads as follows. Are you there?
Yeah,
Resolve.
Someone can give us the music.
Okay. That as per the mandate of the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy, the Foundation shall establish a national international newscast each weekday in the Spanish language to be based at KPFK in Los Angeles, with participation of producers at other Pacifica stations and affiliates and stringers from throughout the United States, the occupied lands of Mexico, the Caribbean Basin, Southeast Tierra del Fuego, Chile. The program will premiere no later than January 1, 2006. Further resolved that the newscast will utilize and incorporate the skills of diverse racial and ethnic groups from the occupied lands of Mexico, the Caribbean Basin, south of Tierra del Fuego, Chile, in all phases of production, with special attention to the inclusion of indigenous people and those of African descent. Further resolved that this program will include an ongoing focus on the oppression of indigenous peoples of African descent, and women, and will include examination of neocolonialism and globalization, white supremacy, national, class, and gender oppression, genocide, and poverty. Pacifica also will promote the expansion of local Spanish language news and public affairs programming. So we are to take a vote on whether or not we will support that and move that forward to the National Board.
Hey, Rob?
Yes?
I thought there were some amendments on that resolution at our last PNB meeting.
I included them all in the reading.
Yeah, there's something that is amiss, and I don't remember exactly what it is because I worked on those amendments personally. So I think there's some things that we're missing that we passed as amendments.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Further resolved that the executive director should provide an estimate of economic resources required, if possible, to explore the local community resources available. And further resolved that the implementation details for this initiative be referred to the Programming Committee of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors. Thank you very much, Maria.
No, there was still more. I can't remember what they were, though.
This is Serene. Hello?
Yes, Serene.
Hi. I think it was supposed to have been put through the Finance Committee, and I understand that they did, in fact, approve a budget for it, because that was the issue, that there was going to be one day of fundraising, not one day of fundraising, but that there was going to be some fundraising for it. And that was approved by the Finance Committee.
Maria, what are you remembering?
You know, I wish it was in the actual text of what the program was covering, and a couple of some of the foci. I just can't. I mean, there were some things that we added to it as a board.
Well, there are a range of votes that were taken on race and nationality issues. And they were separated out as different resolutions.
I know, and I worked on them all. I have to go back through my notes, and I can't do that tonight. I mean, I'd have to find, because I marked up the resolutions the way they were passed, but I would have to dig those out before I could.
Ken Freeland?
Yes, Ken.
Move to postpone consideration of this question until the next meeting. When we have the correct wording to work from.
I second.
Actually, this is Serene. This has been postponed.
This wording has been circulated.
Hello?
Go ahead, Serene.
This has been postponed so many times that I really think that unless we believe that there is some vital portion in it, you know, of the motion that's missing, I really think we should deal with it now. It's been, you know.
Well, just so people understand where I fall on this, I because I recall, maybe wrongly, that the language was different, amended, I am going to have to completely abstain from this.
This is Serena again.
Yes, Serena.
Point of order.
The motion, I'm sorry.
I have a point of order when you're done.
Okay. I think the motion, in fact, I know that the motion itself passed. We were asked merely to talk about how to implement it.
Yeah.
Not whether or not it should be approved. The motion
mm-hmm.
passed.
Yeah.
The issue of financing was sent to the Finance Committee for them to work that out. The issue of how it was going to be implemented, you know, whether or not it was, how we were going to set it up so that people across the network could be involved, that sort of thing. That's what I understand we're supposed to be discussing.
No, I think that's right, actually.
Yeah.
I still think that the language is off a little bit, but I do think Serene's onto what our directive was.
You want me to read the language again?
Well, I have a point of order. It's just that, I mean, regardless of whether we have the exact language, I think it's figuring out what they need from this committee and trying to move as far ahead as we can on it. And if we need clarity on it because we don't have the correct language, that we move with what we do have, and that if we find that what we approve is, you know, not going to work for the board, then we reconsider it. But we just move ahead with this motion.
This is Bonnie. Could I be on stack, please?
Yes, Bonnie.
Ken Freeland behind Bonnie, please.
Yeah, Ken, Bonnie. Bonnie first, and then Ken.
Well, Ken was before me. Go ahead, Ken.
No, Bonnie, you're first. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just, the reason that I was going along with postponing was I have read this several times, and I'm sorry, it's
mm-hmm.
left me kind of confused. I don't understand how we are to have a discussion of implementing something when we don't have information on what kind of money is able to be spent on this. And maybe I'm just not understanding it. Do we already have that information?
We actually have a budget proposal that accompanies this. That really doesn't speak to the...
I see the budget proposal, but That's not a budget that would make sense for us getting a show on the air.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to get on.
Who else is there on the stack?
Norberto.
Norberto?
Wait a minute, Ken was on the stack.
Yeah, Ken
is first.
Thank you, Norberto. I think what we might want to do with this is the same thing that I'm hopefully that we'll eventually do with the other proposal that I put forward for tonight, and that is to call for proposals. But it's going to be very difficult to ask for proposals without budgetary information. But I do think that saying that we are looking at a daily Spanish language newscast, right? Is that the correct way of phrasing this?
Yes.
And asking for proposals from Pacificans to answer the description once we get it, nailed down. I guess we just need to find the right language that exists somewhere, and then just saying within these parameters, we would like to entertain proposals, and have a way for people to submit those proposals and then to be reviewed. I think that might be the best way to go, and that way the questions that are being asked here, like about station resources and so forth, could come from the people that are making the proposals.
Norberto.
Yeah, I have to agree with Serene. I believe the motion had already passed on the national, and what we have to do is basically just find a way to implement this motion. That's what I have to say.
Am I next?
Serene, yes.
I think what I would like us to start doing is talk about how we want to set this up. We understand that it'll come out of KPFK. That does not mean that it's entirely produced in Los Angeles.
Yes.
We need to talk about how we involve the other stations in the network.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we'll have to have some conversation about what time of day it would happen. Obviously, for me, it's obvious that it needs to be an afternoon or an evening broadcast, maybe at 5 before, whatever. Well, and we have local half-hour local news and half-hour FSRN. Assuming that pattern is going to continue, we would then, in New York, I would then guess that we were talking about either running it at 5 or running it at 7. But certainly in the latter half of the day, just because of the time difference that we're dealing with on what is going to be a national program. So I would actually like us to start talking concretely about what it is, what it is we want to propose.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also the issue of the must play, which
mm-hmm.
keeps coming up. Or are we offering this to all the stations?
Well, my understanding, if I may.
Who's this?
Serene again.
Okay.
My understanding of it is that the foundation is creating a daily Spanish language newscast to be, which will involve the producers at Pacifica stations, at the affiliates, and so forth. And that it will, I can't imagine that there's an area in which there are not, quote, sufficient Latinos, and I'm heavy quotes there, to warrant carrying this. I don't think that's really an issue.
Yeah.
Not New York, D.C., Houston, L.A., or Berkeley.
No.
And it's going to be available to our affiliates as well, so.
So what Serene is suggesting is that we submit, that we ask for proposals on how this should be structured, right, Serene?
Or that we have some discussion now so we can send out the request with some very clear guidelines.
And we haven't discussed the length of this program either.
It's a one-hour program.
Is 1 hour for sure?
I thought that's what I asked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
This is Arturo, I'd like to be on the stack.
Arturo, you're up.
It's also, I understand also, I agree that this was passed also at the national level. I think it's also something needed to sensitize other areas who may not carry Spanish programming.
Yeah.
I think that what needs to be done is also make sure that the cabs in the different areas and the LSBs and the program councils know about this resolution.
Yes.
So it involves also publicizing it.
Yep.
At least at that level, maybe even at a wider level, so that you know, the people who might be interested in participating in this program will be, and whatever discussions need to happen will happen also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Anyone else?
I'm sorry, can I be heard?
Doreen, of course you can.
Thanks. Well, two things I'd like to suggest, and I think I said that I expected it would be a 1 hour, but I'm actually looking at the language now, and it doesn't specifically say that. So maybe that's something that we need to discuss, whether in fact we want to do it as a half-hour program, so that for stations that do a rebroadcast of the news, maybe they'll want to combine half-hour local news with the Spanish language cast in one run, and then half-hour local news with the FSRN cast in another run. Or whatever the case is, but it was originally not proposed with a time limit. So my statement that 1 hour may just be because I'm in the habit of having 1 hour's worth of news. So we should talk about whether or not we want to go with half hour or...
No, it doesn't say hour or half hour there, does it?
Right. And I'm saying we should discuss whether, if we're going to ask people for a proposal, we should tell them, well, this is for a 30-minute program or a 27-minute program or 57-minute program. And I also think that Fernando Velasquez, who has been really involved in this whole process of for a long time and does the bilingual cast now at KPFK at some ungodly hour of the morning, should be invited to sort of talk with us about, you know, about how, because he's one of the people who was very involved in creating this proposal, of how they saw it in terms of their structure and so forth.
Yeah, Arturo, could we get Fernando to tell us about how to do this?
We can. In addition, I might point out...
I mean, since we don't want to tell the network how to do this, but if we could get Fernando to tell us how we could get the network to do it properly, that would be helpful.
Yeah. 2 points, if I may, now or later.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, in addition to Fernando, I think that KPFA also has there's some Spanish news at some segment or something like that. But here at KPFK, there is daily Spanish shows airing from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And there is at least, I would say, 4 different collectives that are doing Spanish programming, and each one has a news segment in their program. So at this point at KPFK, they're pretty much far ahead in that aspect, where there's a lot of people doing news already on a daily basis, actually from Monday through Thursday, and then also there's a Saturday Spanish segment. So it's actually 6 days out of the week. I'm sorry, it's 5 days out of the week.
Ken Freeland, can I check, please?
Is there other stations that also have any Spanish programming besides KPFK?
Yeah, KPFT does.
KPFT?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that when I get a chance.
There you go. So, yeah, I will contact Fernando.
Okay.
We have Spanish.
Who else is on the stack?
Ken.
And Norberto.
Yeah.
Who else? Okay, Ken, Norberto.
Thank you. Ernesto, are you still on the line? Ernesto Aguilar? I guess we lost Ernesto, so that's too bad, because I wanted to get him to talk about our Spanish language programming. So there's two things I wanted to talk about. The first one is KPFT Spanish language programming. I think we have about 3 solid Spanish language programs right now. One of them is Noticiero, which is the Spanish language news broadcast that happens every Friday afternoon. And then there are a couple other programs that are broadcast in Spanish, but I don't think that they're news broadcast per se. But then they also do Latino USA, which I don't know if anybody's heard that. That's not done in Spanish, but it is about Spanish news, Spanish-oriented news.
Yeah, it's NPR.
I've heard it.
Yeah, I think it's PRI, but maybe it is NPR. But anyway, so there's pretty solid programming going on there already. And I would like those who are involved, particularly like Ana Nunez, to be involved in this discussion. I think Ana would bring quite a bit of expertise with her into how this thing could be done. So I'd like to nominate her to any committee that comes out of this. She's been a programmer at KPFT for about 3 years, a Spanish language programmer.
Why don't we, Marie on the stack.
Okay, and before I lose the floor here, the other thing I wanted to talk about was something that I talk about with Rob, Rob Robinson here, when this question first came up privately, and that is asking whether this needs to be solely Spanish language or whether it can be done in a way that instead of appealing to only people who speak Spanish, could appeal to broader audiences in a way that would involve them into Spanish language broadcasting. So I want to just open up that for a question, because I think in terms of Pacifica's mission, if we could somehow accomplish that, we would be farther ahead, and that would encourage me to think about this as a longer rather than a shorter program, but that's just my personal point of view on that.
Doreen, stack, please.
Doreen.
I think Maria. Was Norberto next, and then
yes.
Maria?
Who else is there?
Norberto?
Yeah, okay.
And well, I am later.
Okay, good.
I think of the WPFW, we really have to learn a lot from all the other sister stations. In WPFW, we don't have any public affairs that deals with Latinos, national or locally at all, basically. And neither any programming that's in Spanish, in the Spanish language, or bilingual, for that matter. So we really would have to rely basically on the other sister stations, whatever the programming that comes up as being the national. I personally would be in favor of something more of a program, sort of like Amy Goodman's Democracy Now, rather than a news in the sense of free speech radio news, for instance. That's
mm-hmm.
you know, just reading something and that's it.
Yeah.
I would prefer something more like Gimme Goodness,
uh-huh.
where there is actually a discussion on issues, there is actually interviews, and there is actually, you know, more to absorb and more to learn, and also thought provoking rather than
mm-hmm.
just, you
mm-hmm.
know, reading, you know, this happened here, this happened
mm-hmm.
there, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer something like that. And I would also favor Spanish only. And I would prefer that it's Spanish only because none of the other stations really do any programming that would be directed to Latinos, specifically just for Latinos or Spanish speaking folks. Latinos are not the only ones who speak Spanish. There's so many folks who do. And it's the largest minority now in the United States, and I'm sure it will continue to grow. So that's all I have to say.
Maria.
Maria?
I, you know, what Arturo said, reminding me of what's going on in our own station, how many people could contribute to this, A, from KPFK, but it sounds like from all of the other stations as well. So I wanted to propose some kind of collaborative,
mm-hmm.
at least five-station collaborative,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
definitely include, you know, the collectives somehow at KPFK that are all doing this programming to contribute to the next conversation about this,
mm-hmm.
because they're already doing some pieces of this. So
yes.
I wonder if somebody could help me put that into a motion.
Can I ask that you hold your motion until after William and I speak?
Sure.
William?
And I guess I'm next.
Maybe I missed it. I just wanted to make sure people knew that there's Spanish language programming at KPFA also. We have a news program Friday afternoons. It's a part of Flashpoints. It also airs in Houston. And we have about three shows, one that's more music-oriented, one that's public affairs and music, and one that's music.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and I want to say that we do have a one-hour Spanish language public affairs show in New York. We also have, although they're not currently producing, we also have an English language Latino issues program,
mm-hmm.
and we have music programs. We also have a couple of programs that mix music with community affairs and public affairs. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not entirely missing. Is there enough of it? No. I do want to say that the discussion as to whether or not the program should be in Spanish or should be a bilingual or interlingual program is sort of moot, because the motion that was sent to us was to implement the details for a Spanish language broadcast. Now, that is not to say that we can't have other programming, you know, that is bilingual. My Spanish is extremely rusty. So bilingual program actually works better for me personally, but that's not what we're discussing tonight. Tonight we are discussing Spanish language program and the implementation of this.
Ken Friel?
Ken, yes.
Well, I wonder how folks respond to Norberto's really stimulating idea here about something that would be along the lines of Amy Goodman, something that's a little more cutting edge and provocative than simply news reporting. And I mean, I'm not a very fluent Spanish speaker, but I do know of Spanish language websites and so forth where there are some super cutting edge thinkers that really put some of their American counterparts to shame. And I'm thinking that being able to include folks like that in a more provocative discussion about war, peace type issues and things like that would be something that might really pull in a Spanish speaking audience that they couldn't find it anywhere else.
Doreen, unstack, please.
Arturo, on the stack, please.
Doreen and Arturo.
Okay, I'm going to reread the resolution, because I think it's great to talk about doing a Spanish language or a bilingual news magazine focusing on Latino issues and on Spanish and on countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, but that is not what we're tasked with doing tonight. We are to, the foundation, the motion says, resolve as per the mandate of the Pacifica Race Nationality Policy, the foundation shall establish a national / international newscast each weekday in the Spanish language, you know, to be based at KPFK with participation of producers at other stations and affiliates and stringers, you know. Mm-hmm. The program is supposed to premiere no later than January 1st of next year. So we are, what, 10 months? 9 months, and we are merely talking about the implementation of this particular program policy. The other ideas about doing a news magazine, something where we can have more news analysis and that sort of thing, I think that's great, and it's something that we don't even have to wait for a national policy in order to do. We can coordinate among the Spanish language programmers at the various stations and have a national day addressing, really looking at all the issues in Latin America and the Caribbean with all the analysis that, you know, we can all stand. And that's fine, but that's not what we're supposed to be doing tonight.
Is Ernesto still there?
No.
Ernesto from KPFT?
He apparently dropped off the board.
Okay. Arturo Limas from KPFK.
What comes to my mind is that if we stick to the motion, then what I would say is that we need to get feedback concretely in writing, both from Fernando and from the other signal areas, as to, you know, the feasibility of the newscast, whereas I do agree that the idea of a news magazine is more appealing. The reason being that it would lead people to discuss really what's going on. If I think that in terms of national news or international news, there's already a couple of outlets that are very available to most Spanish-speaking people in the United States. But that is corporate news that is being put by Univision and Telemundo. And, you know, I think this newscast or news magazine or a combination of both would really have to be critical of those of that news, analyzing what most people are getting nowadays.
Right.
So, you know, my suggestion would be that we disseminate this motion and we ask for feedback from
all
areas.
Ask for proposals from the stations.
Yes.
So I wonder, can I get back on the stack, Maria, back to my possibly forming this motion?
Yes, Maria, thank you.
So I wonder if we could construct a motion together here that would definitely say that we're asking for collaboration from each of the five stations and the programmers that are already doing Spanish language programming propose how this goes. Like, can we do it? Because this way it becomes the Pacifica if we have all five stations contributing somehow.
This is Norberto. Serene just read the motion. It actually states that, I mean, the motion that was passed, and I don't know exactly how we want to pass another motion. It's basically stating the same thing.
Maria, can I jump in?
Yeah, please.
This is Serene. I wanted to suggest that we can actually connect all the programmers, email everyone, and ask that they choose a mutually agreeable time to have a conference call, which may or may not be streamed, and to which any member of this committee would be present, mm-hmm. to see what some of their ideas are.
Yeah.
In terms of working it out.
That sounds like...
And then have them present us with, you know, maybe three or four options, and then we can sort of hammer that out and then pass on maybe one or two options to the national board.
I think we would just need somebody from this committee to actually do the sort of facilitation
of
it.
I think we do. I think we need somebody from this committee to
do that.
Who's volunteering?
Serene.
Arturo, why don't you jump on that too?
Yeah, sure.
This is Norberto. I could help with that. But only thing that I said, a point of information, which is that WPFW doesn't have any Spanish language programming of any kind, and neither public affairs of any kind. Well, actually, there is one, the music, which is the Latin flavor, but that's, you know, really objective, the music they play.
But anyways,
I don't know exactly. We could invite anyone from WPFW.
The motion doesn't require that you be a producer of public affairs.
No, I understand, but there isn't anything produced at WPFW, so that we can invite someone from the station. You see,
and there
I mean?
Are no producers at the station who are interested in Latino affairs?
To my knowledge, there's none.
I know some at PFW who are, so maybe...
Not that they're not interested, but rather that there isn't anyone doing the production of anything. I mean, the only thing there is basically a salsa program on Mondays and Tuesdays, sort of a different diversity of music. At Wednesday, a little diversity as well. It's all music. On Thursdays, it's just music from Brazil. And Fridays, 1940s music. So, but there isn't really any public affairs in English or in Spanish in WPFW.
But the notion here is that Norberto will work with Serene to reach out to people across the network, right?
Right. I mean, you don't have to currently be producing a public affairs program in order to work on this. I'm sure there are music programmers in New York. We have some music programmers who have great public affairs sense and vice versa.
Right, but what I'm saying is that WPFW, we don't have that, so... My question is, who are we going to invite at WPFW?
So the motion would need to include not only those Spanish-speaking programmers, which was already articulated, but also those at the five stations who could be instrumental in this process.
Right.
That would be a program director or the delegate, the designee.
Yeah.
I actually would like us Latinos to be first in terms of it and not... This is Serene.
Hi, Serene.
There are people who contribute to FSRN who are based in D.C.
Right.
There are people who are associated with the D.C. Radio Co-op who are Latino, and I would. We're planning to use affiliates and stringers. So FSRN people who are going to soon be Pacifica people fully are equally qualified, and there are people like that in the Washington, D.C.
I understand, Serene, this is not about...
Absolutely.
And I'll invite some of the folks. Actually, there is a Latino collective, but because I have to be honest, there is a resistance on letting them on the air, and that's why there is so much conflict at WPFW.